This was the topic that Mary actually asked me to talk about, and it's sort of such a huge topic to try and talk about in just a few minutes is very difficult. But first I'd really like to say that it's very necessary for professional interpreters to work in the health system in particular, because that's where I'm working and at my most experience of late. For both the health professional and the client from the culturally and linguistically diverse background. Now, just quickly, but there is policy around, and certainly the West Australian State Government has had a policy, WA1, that's endorsed the pledge of the state government and its commitment to work in a multiculturalism and with multiculturalism and the principles of social justice. And social justice to me as a person and human rights are very important to my core. So that we have in the Health Department a language services in healthcare policy guidelines, and this really sort of stipulates that the health workers have to work with professional interpreters. And I'd really like to say just that all staff are encouraged to do this, but it doesn't always happen, and that's my biggest beef. Health professionals really, as you know, across the board, if they're doctors or nurses, they need to make up accurate medical history, and they need to assess a client's pain or all the whole assessment of a patient, and their health beliefs. To me, that's very important. And so just sort of for the doctors to be able to ascertain and to make these correct, these medical assessments, they certainly need to work with professional interpreters. So there are great barriers that have been created by the language, and I really feel that we'll need to get over to the doctors and the nurses and the health professionals. Just they need to be aware very much about legal risks, and this is why I'll just use this as my catchphrase, was really that treatment without consent can constitute battery. Now, treatment without an informed consent can constitute, in a legal sense, a negligence action. And so the doctor and the nurse, they're obliged to ask the client if they need an interpreter, and also to establish the interpreter that's needed and most applicable in that particular situation, and who is appropriately qualified. I really feel that battery, negligent advice and negligence are three of the major areas that many medical practitioners and health professionals per se are not fully cognizant of, and they really need to, you know, sort of take heed of that. The Multicultural Access Unit has in fact made up a video recently, and it's called Matter of Interpretation, and it interviews a lawyer and actually cites major cases in battery and negligent action and negligence. And so we're hoping to be able to release that and to use it in training. And also the use of translated materials is very important, and I've just been listening about translators and the work that translators do in the health arena. And for our unit, we rely very heavily on translated materials so that the our client can actually read about their health condition. And so again, if any of you need to have any of those things, like a catalogue of the translated materials that we have, we can supply those to you. I suppose I've just about run out of time, but I've got a lot more to say. But the main thing I'd like to just emphasise is that really we need to consider that battery and negligent action and people who are at risk. It's really a risk management type of thing that health professionals need to be aware of if professional interpreters aren't used.
Boys and girls, as you can see, I'm wearing fewer and fewer clothes. I think we better...